And good morning. It is now 9:34. Welcome into the MRMC Doctor's Office Program. And the Director of Medical Imaging at Moberly Regional Medical Center, Rob Klosky, has joined us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. And I'm going to put this in real layman's terms as we start off today. How's the new toy going?
It is going wonderful, better than could be expected. We are in our last week of applications, which is learning how to use the magnet, because there are some differences between the open magnet and our traditional closed bore magnet. And we've started seeing quite a few real patients other than volunteers.
All right. What we're talking about, if folks are joining us for the first time, is the open MRI. And how neat a piece of equipment is this?
This is a very awesome piece of equipment. It is the one of a kind in this region. There's nothing else in Columbia to compare to this. I mean, there's some low field open MRIs, which traditionally image not as well as this new magnet does. The next closest ones that compare to this are in Kansas City, St. Louis, Des Moines, and Fayetteville, Arkansas.
So why is that needed here? What's the big plus?
The big plus for that is the stature of a lot of people in mid-Missouri. We're corn-fed people. It's okay. And there's a lot of claustrophobic people. So it serves a dual purpose for some of the less petite people and the claustrophobic people.
All right, so how about the quality? This is what's really as important, if not more so, than what you just talked about.
Well, exactly. This magnet being high field, so what that means is you saw it, it's like two quarters on top of each other, for lack of better terms to explain.
It's like a clamshell.
Yes. And there's a magnet in the top and a magnet in the bottom, which creates a vertical high field imaging situation. So that will image as good as, if not better than, a closed bore or like a tunnel MRI.
All right, so what's the reaction been from the folks who have been through it?
For the most part, people love it. The only thing they complain about is some of the noise.
Which comes with every MRI.
Exactly. And this one may be a tad bit louder because it does have two magnets, but it gives us a 30-minute imaging time. So you put up with a little more noise for a little less time. I think it's a fair trade.
All right. My daughter actually went through it. She's got a VP shunt, and I can talk about her. You can't because of HIPAA stuff, but she went through that last week, and boy, for someone who has issues with being confined, she liked that aspect of it, but I think more than anything else, she liked the speed with which you were able to do a scan.
Absolutely. Like I said, the majority of our scans without any IV contrast will be done well under 30 minutes. I do believe your daughter's brain was in the 19, 20-minute range.
If that, I don't think it took that long.
You know, and that's, you know, another plus to this magnet is I can get people done expediently so they don't experience that anxiety that they get from being claustrophobic.
And something else that's neat, too, you can do a scan so much quicker, have the results sent where they need to go, and the patient can get some definitive answers pretty quick.
Absolutely. Like we figured out, and when we tried to figure the time, if you were to go to Columbia and then wait and get a scan, we figured, what was it, 2.5-3 hours?
At least.
And here I could have from your door at home to the time you're back at your door with results in under an hour.
How, I don't know the best way to phrase this, but how important is that for a patient who may be saying, I wonder if I got something serious going on here?
Well, I'm a firm believer that the worst thing is waiting when you're waiting for results. You know, I don't care if it's for an MRI result or a biopsy result or whatever you're waiting on. The worst part is waiting. So if I can alleviate some of that anxiety and help my patients out and have them have a better experience all around, not only a faster scan, but quicker results, that will make them feel more comfortable with whatever condition they have going on.
All right. If you got a question for Rob about the MRI, give us a call, 263-2424. 388-6424, toll free 800-892-2300. So how'd you first get interested in doing this stuff?
Well, it was 2003, and I was living in Iowa, and due to a company relocating out of country, I found myself unemployed. And I always loved science, I love people, so I was looking into nursing school, surgery tech school, and x-ray school. And I was just kind of drawn to the technology portion and how it was evolving in the radiology side. So that's where I went.
All right. So it's up and running right now. And you've had some folks in providing you training on it. What have they been telling you?
they've been telling us, you know, pretty much exactly what I'm saying, that this magnet is, you know, a game changer for this region, because it is not very often you see something of this technology in such a small, quote-unquote, rural area. I mean, like I said before, this is something that the University of Missouri does not have. So I'm trying to provide the best possible service and best possible experience for all the patients around here to stay at home and get taken care of.
Something that's kind of neat, I don't think I've shared this with you. My mom, who's retired now, did medical transcription out of state for years and years. And I said, you know what? Rob can crank out a scan every 30 minutes or so. That's impressive.
Oh, yes. It used to be, even not too long ago, the magnet we replaced was about an hour and 15 minutes per scan. So, I mean, I've at least done double, can do the double amount of patients, or, you know, half the amount of time.
All right. So what all is an MRI right for?
An MRI is right for many different things. It could be anywhere from the brain, looking at fluid in the brain or hydrocephalus, you know, as your case may be, or strokes. This gives a definitive answer for a stroke within about 8 to 15 minutes. I can tell if you had a stroke. And then you can use it for orthopedics, bones, insufficiency fractures, torn ligaments, tendons, about anything you can think of.
Okay, how about for athletes? Can that help out there too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of these professional teams that have MRI in their facility strictly for the athletes. So, I mean, it's been a technology that's been around for a long while, but I really think that it is coming forward more because there is no ionizing radiation in it. So, as far as we're aware of at this moment, there's no after effects. Because, like, radiation dose is a cumulative deal.
Yeah, you're telling me something there I hadn't heard before. How important is that?
As far as the radiation, anytime you can save a patient radiation, you're doing better. Because, like I said, the dose is cumulative and will add up over time. So if you've had 15 CTs, that's a lot of dose. That's a lot of radiation for a body to receive. Whereas if you've had, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever MRIs, it's all sound waves. There's no radiation. So there's no known long-term effects at this point in time. You know, I can't predict what they'll come out with in the future, but...
So, Rob, what is the difference between an MRI and a CAT scan?
The big difference is an MRI is sound waves and magnets, and a CT is radiation.
So when is one right as opposed to the other?
CT has its purpose for a lot of abdomen pelvis work, like appendicitis, diverticulitis, in the chest with looking for a pulmonary emboli. And MRI is more for chronic conditions or, you know, even acute pain, but it is not so much for like an appendix or diverticulum. The soft organs of the abdomen can be imaged with both MRI and CT, but the CT is definitely more for your acute setting.
All right, so how do we know when someone needs what I would consider, like my daughter had a basic MRI versus something that has contrast with it?
That all depends upon what you're looking for, and that's a physician-driven answer. Depending on what you're looking for, we'll debate whether you need contrast or not. One of the more common uses of contrast is for any abdominal mass, like in your liver or whatnot. Also for osteomyelitis in bones.
Well, that's a big word.
Yeah. They would use contrast.
So how does the contrast actually work? And do you do that in office too then?
Yes, we do that in there, right there at the diagnostic center. The contrast goes in through the vein, through an IV site, and it will go to that highlighted area, will highlight the vascularity, and that's a lot of times what we're looking for.
Okay, so how long do those scans traditionally take then?
With this magnet, it'll be in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 minutes.
And what does it look like when you're actually looking at the monitor when someone has a contrast with scan?
Or
a scan with contrast, I'm sorry.
Most people wouldn't notice really a difference because it does still look very similar. Everything's in a grayscale when you're looking at everything on an MRI. So there's no color. It's just grayscale. So it's a brighter, it's more towards the white end when you see the contrast.
Now, why is that? Because I hadn't even thought about that, but I looked at the monitor when our daughter had the MRI. It was all black and white.
Because that's actually, above my head, I don't quite understand the physics behind all of that. I do know that each tissue reacts different with the sound waves and the relaxation time, depending on what kind of sound waves you put with it. That's why there's T1 sequences, T2, T2 stars. There's all these different sequences that do different things to the tissue. And that is way...
That's probably black and white is a lot more clarity, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what the doctors will say. Oh, this reacted such and such a way to this, so it is this. It's really phenomenal how they can look at black and white or grayscale pictures and make a differential diagnosis from what they see.
All right, here's the only difficult question I'm going to ask you. When you look at someone's scan and you either see, hey, there's nothing wrong here, or, uh-oh, how tough is it not to be able to say anything to them?
I have done this for several years, so it is much easier now than it was. The caveat to that is if I see somebody that I know that I'm taking care of and I find something that's not good, it's very difficult. I don't have a very good poker face. So I usually just tell them, well, it looks like a brain, it looks like a whatever, and send them on their way. And I make sure that they get results, you know, quickly.
So what happens after you've done the scan, you've got all the images there, what happens from that point?
At that point in time, I send it to all the images to what they call PACS, or Picture Archival Communication System. And my doctors will look at the images from there in their office and read them and dictate a report. And then the report will be auto-faxed to the referring physician.
And how quickly, in an urgent situation, what kind of turnaround can we be looking at here?
I hate to say the word instantaneous, but fairly close. Because if the doctor, if I feel there's something, or my technologist feel there's something that needs immediate attention, they'll get the doctor to look at it. And if the doctor needs to call the providing or the referring physician, then he will.
And isn't it kind of neat, too, when you take those images, you know what you got there, there's no need to go back and do it again?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing that we, as my staff, I guess my staff and I pride ourselves on, is we try and be as professional and do the right thing the first time, because there's nothing worse than having to come back for something. You know, there are cases where they find something and want the patient to come back for a with contrast study or something of that nature, but those are all incidental findings, and that happens.
All right, I asked you something when my daughter had her scan last week. Saw all the images up there. I said, Rob, do these save automatically, or how does that work so you know you don't lose anything?
They do automatically save to the hard drive of the MRI, but I have to manually push them to the PAC system. And the cool thing about this magnet is I can scan in one plane and get enough data that I can reconstruct it into all three planes. So I would scan in the sagittal or a side picture and then can reformat it into a coronal or front to back and then an axial top to bottom out of one image set. So I can actually get more images than we were doing before in less time.
So is this actually a 3D image we're looking at here?
It's acquired in 3D, and we can make it 3D. We can make it spin if we want to do the post-processing to it, and there's a lot of times we will, especially for like aortas or vascular work. Long bones, we do a lot with 3D.
All right, Rob Klosky is our guest. We're on the MRMC Doctor's Office program, and we'll have more coming up in just a moment. And we're back on the MRMC Doctor's Office program. Rob Klosky with us, the Director of Medical Imaging at MRMC. We're talking about the open MRI, and again, if you have a phone call for us, feel free to give us a ring. Let us know what your question might be. Okay, go over what you just told me during the break about the number of images you can get and how quickly.
Okay, so prior to this new open MRI, if we were acquiring 8 image sets or 8 series, and it took us, say, 40 minutes. Now with this ability to scan in one field or one plane and then recreate it, I can provide, you know, 10, 12 sequences, so more information in less time. So it's, you know, all around better for the patients as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, what's the reaction from the local physicians been?
They've seemed to be very supportive. I've talked to them at a med staff meeting. I've used several of them for volunteers.
I got to do my job, and I know what you're going to tell me. Did you find anything interesting out?
Well,
you can't tell me.
I can't tell you. That's between me and them, or them and the doctor, the radiologist, actually. But you know, my goal involving them was to get them to buy in and support this wholeheartedly, because this is really kind of a big deal to have in such a rural area, like I said before. And I just want the community and all the surrounding physicians to support this, because it's providing better care than they can get by driving down the road.
Not only that, saving a boatload of time, too.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some people in this community or the surrounding communities that don't have the wherewithal to be able to transport themselves to Columbia, to Springfield, to wherever. And I can provide the imaging at the outpatient center, the Moberly Diagnostics, you know, right here in town, where it's easier for everybody to get to.
Is it important, too, Rob, for folks to understand, or for medical professionals in Columbia and St. Louis and Kansas City to understand what you can do, so if someone from this area has to go to a larger city to see a specialist, they're comfortable with the images they're getting?
Absolutely. And if you're, you know, you're seeing a specialist in Kansas City, St. Louis, and you want to get your MRI here, I mean, they are more than welcome to call me, and we can discuss what protocol they want, what set of images, because each specialist has some little idiosyncrasies they want, and you know, we can provide pretty much what they want.
All right, that's something you and I talked about in your office the other day too. Patients have the option about where they want to get this stuff done, don't they?
Absolutely. There's no physician that can tell you it has to be done in their office, or you have to go here, or you have to go there. That is your right as a patient to go wherever you please. So, you know, if you get an order from a doctor in Moberly and you want to go to St. Louis, that is your right. If you want to go to Columbia, that is your right. You go wherever you want to go. My goal, and I don't care where they go, is to have them provided the best patient care and best service they can get.
Yeah, my daughter, for instance, will see a pediatric neurosurgeon, and if that physician wants a scan, we have the right to say, hey, we want Rob to do it, and you can send the results to him or her.
Absolutely, and the neat thing with the University of Missouri, I now have a thing called Life Image, where I can directly port my images to their PAC system, so they can look at it, and it's about a 15-minute wait. But so as soon as I acquire the images, I can send it to them, and they can have it in 15 minutes.
So if we had a scan done at 9 o'clock this morning, we were done before 9:30, they could be looking at it right now.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't even be there. There's no physical way for you to drive to there to get to the university, to get to the room, in the time that we would have been, had the images and everything all done.
Okay, let's give you a real-life scenario. If someone is seeing their physician right now at MRMC, and that doctor, whoever he or she is, says you need to have an MRI, what has to happen from that point?
From that point, they call over the Diagnostic Center and talk to Emily or Linda, my wonderful staff there, and they will set up an appointment for them. A lot of times insurance has pre-certs that need to be done, pre-certification, or permission to do the test, so they will pay us. Because, you know, it's kind of a big deal. No one wants to get stuck with the bill. If it is a stat or a very acute situation, like they want to rule out a stroke, we will have them come over immediately, and we will get them scanned. I can't pull somebody off the table, of course, but I can make somebody wait. And, you know, we try and triage things as appropriate as we can.
But really, if someone's got an urgent problem, they're in their doctor's office now, you could theoretically have them in and taken care of by 10:30, quarter to 11.
Oh, absolutely. So if someone called right now, and a physician called right now and said, hey, I think John Doe is having, you know, a stroke, and they're, you know, stable, because I'm not going to put somebody that's not stable in my magnet, we could have them scanned, answers, and images to wherever at the university, say that's where they were going to go if they were positive, by 10:30.
So that's got to be a load off someone's mind, and maybe not even so much for them, for their family.
Well, absolutely. I mean, like I said before, the anxiety and worry of waiting for results is the worst thing. And I'm not quite sure who it's worse for, the patient or the family. I've been on both sides of it, and neither side is pleasant. So it's my staff and my goal to make sure everybody feels at home, taken care of. We treat everybody as if they were, you know, our mom, our brother, our sister, our aunt, our uncle, even though they're not. Because that's the culture that I try to impress upon all my staff, is they may not be your mother, brother, whatever, but they are somebody's. You need to treat them accordingly.
All right, you know what? The one thing we haven't talked about, where are you?
I am on the hospital campus, just off of Union right there. It used to be Moberly Radiology and Imaging. Now Moberly Diagnostics.
So if you drive down Union Street, go into the hospital, look to the left, that's where you are.
Absolutely.
All right, how about your staff? How good are they?
My staff is excellent. I'm very blessed to have excellent staff that I have. I have some very long-tenured staff that work in my at the establishment. And we all get, you know, we don't all get along all the time, but we get along the majority of the time. I mean, people have little tiffs, and it doesn't matter who you are, but at the end, we're all there for the patient, and that's what comes first.
Okay, how about the family? And this is something they'd be wondering. The patient's going to the back room. They're going to get the MRI done. What should the family be doing?
Well, the family, for the most part, unless it's a child, is going to be out in the waiting room, and they just need to try and relax and trust us as professionals to take, you know, great care of their loved one.
All right, if you got a young child?
If you have a young child, I will screen you, much like we did your daughter, to make sure they're safe to go in the magnet, and we will let them go in there and hold the child's hand, sit there with them the whole time the scan is going on. A lot of times, a technologist will also go in there, and we get it taken care of.
All right, that's got to be important for the parents to know they can be there with their kid.
Oh, absolutely. I think that eases the parents' mind, because no one wants to see their young child, you know, out of sight, I guess, you know, especially with something that could be this dramatic to them.
All right. But we need to point out, too, there's nothing painful about an MRI.
Oh, absolutely not. The worst thing is the noise.
All right. Kids are used to that anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, if folks want information, what's the best thing for them to do?
They can give the diagnostic center a call. If they're contemplating the need for an MRI and they're claustrophobic, they can come on out. They can say they want to look at the magnet. We can show them, as long as there's no patient on there, through the window. I can't just let anybody into it. But if you have an order and you need taken care of, just come see us.
All right. Hey, Rob, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Rob Klosky has joined us today on the MRMC Doctor's Office program.